This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Thursday, the 21st of March, actually the first official full day of springtime, 2019, springtime, spring is sprung, the grass is riz, I wonder where my girlfriend is. Never use that. Did you ever do that when you were a little kid, a younger person in high school? The ladies would say, spring is sprung, the grass is riz, I wonder where my boyfriend is. But then you all have boyfriends and husbands and stuff, so maybe you're not looking anymore. But there are those of us who keep looking. That's part of what spring is all about. Ever faithful, not if ever expectant that things will be good. So let's bring ourselves into a good zone here. Jennifer Horn is here. That's good. Tori Akeelan is here. That's good. Kara Schillen is here. That's good. I'm Doug Steffen. That's good. It's all good, Jennifer. So you've got good stuff for us? What kind of good
stuff? I have dirty stuff for you.
Dirty stuff.
The dirty dozen, the fruits and vegetables that are infected with pesticides. There's a brand new list out, and for the first time, kale is up there, ranked as the third worst fruit or vegetable behind strawberries and spinach when it comes to pesticide contamination. This is the new Environmental Working Group's annual Dirty Dozen report. Over 92% of kale samples were found to have two or more pesticide residues, and a single piece of kale could have up to 18 pesticides on it. How about that? So here's the full list of Dirty Dozen fruits and vegetables. This is from the worst to the best. Are you ready? So strawberries, spinach, kale, nectarines, apples, grapes, peaches, cherries, pears, tomatoes, celery, and then potatoes. This ranking is based on an analysis of test data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. They test fruits and vegetables for pesticide residues regularly, making sure to replicate how shoppers would consume the product. For instance, if consumers regularly wash and peel a fruit before eating it, the USDA would do the same thing before examining the product for pesticides. So those are the ones to really watch out for, because those are the worst.
Well,
that's how you're getting it in your system.
I think that's only half the story.
The
Environmental Working Group is well motivated to a point. They are axe grinders, however, and the word that's incomplete because it doesn't deal with how the fruits are grown, where they're grown, and whether they are grown in a quote-unquote organic reality or not.
I think that's non-organic fruits that they test.
They're non-organic.
Okay.
They say the best way
to avoid that
is to go with organic produce.
Right, but you see,
organic still has some pesticide residue, though, but it's not as bad as non-organic.
Well, if it's pure organic, it shouldn't.
But this is another example. A lot of the testing
because the government, once again, has allowed Monsanto, in collusion with the huge aggregate farm operations like Driscoll's, that is responsible for most of the fruit production in this country. The way that they grow, that stuff never sees any soil. It's all grown aquaponically or hydroponically. So they're in water in these huge greenhouses all up and down Central California and in Oregon, and all the West Coast growers know exactly what I'm talking about. And I have a certain amount of expertise here given my farm background. It's not always the case, and that's the problem, because the government's reasoning when it comes to organic and the organic label, when it first came out, we had this conversation, I think, Kara, yesterday, as a matter of fact, on the American Family Farmer, the podcast to which you can find at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com, going into this whole business of organic and the way the government watered it all down in collusion with the huge agribusinesses, ADM, Cargill, you name the big.
The label itself doesn't mean much.
Nah, means
the label
nothing
of organic.
Nah,
yeah, that's unfortunate.
Hey, yeah. It'll steer you in the right direction, and if you're trying to keep your body clean, as is suggested by Jennifer's story, by her rendering of it, you want to keep your body clean, then you stay away from stuff that's not, or at least you have a half a fighting chance. If
right.
you get locally grown fruits and vegetables, you got half a chance to get something that's good. But if you don't find, and unless you're in the season, the spring season for most growers of strawberries, for example, or through the summer raspberries or blueberries in the late summer, if you go to the places where they're grown, you pick them yourself. Yeah, that's something different, or you know that.
Well, I think I learned the lesson from you, especially talk to the farmer and find out what it can, because you can go to a local farm. It doesn't mean they're not using Roundup. Mm-hmm. That's part of the problem. People think, oh, if I go to the farmer's market, it's all safe. Well, that's not true. You've got to find out how the farmers grow their produce, and that's the most important thing, is doing your own research, really, because
it's so
you can't
insidious.
Just trust it because it's local that it means it's better.
No, the insidious side of this is that pretty much it's everywhere. Even though it's been outlawed in most European countries and many areas around the world, we still use it willy-nilly here.
I know.
Farmers use products that come from Monsanto because it helps them grow more in some circumstances. Bigger is not better, and more isn't necessarily a good thing, except they sell more and they make more money. And they do that because the situation with farmers in our country is dire. Donald Trump doesn't give a damn about farmers, and Sonny Perdue, who's the director of the Agriculture Department, was a political hack in Georgia before he became the... I had hopes for him, but he's fallen under the same spell, if you will, as others before him and people around that are just... It's all about the money, and it's all about who you're connected to and campaign. It's all the same crap. It just bothers me.
So what would you like to see? That's what I would like to know, because I hear this a lot, and I think it's valid.
Yeah.
But what would... Because I know a lot of the presidents have disappointed you in this department. So what would you like to see?
I think it's gone... Actually, unless we have some wholesale change in things, and I don't see that happening, Jennifer, I think it's gone. It's gone. It's over. For the family farmer trying to fight on a more global scale, if he can manage to survive with your local customer
base. What would allow that, though?
What would allow what?
The family farmer to get new life. What could
pushing
be done?
Pushing the big agribusinesses out of the way who try to put everybody like me. When I was selling milk, we had it took me a year to get permits to sell raw milk because of the impact of Dean Foods, the Suiza family from Texas that controls 75-80% of fluid milk supply in our country since George Bush became president. That their campaign contributions of $4 million plus they raised for Bush allowed them access to the regulators in the Bush White House, and in 6 months everything changed from not allowing any one company to have more than 10% of the fluid milk supply in any region. These people took over the whole country. And I guarantee you, every place you see, for example, here in New England, Gorelick is the brand that came, a couple of brothers started producing milk about 100 years ago, and their farm developed a great brand. So along comes the Suiza family and buys them out, and they kept the Gorelick name, but the milk is no more, they say on the side of the truck, local farms make local milk. The milk had shipped in from Canada and from New York that goes in that processing plant. And because they've driven the price down from what was a basic, you know, maybe you could make it at $21 or $22 a hundredweight, which is 8.5 gallons. You do the math. $22 for 8.5 gallons tells you what the farmer is getting. And then now it's down to $16 because they kept hauling milk in from Canada. And the same is true with a lot of fruits and vegetables that are imported from places, meats from down in Argentina that never get inspected. The rigor of the inspection process for American farmers, whether they're, you know, big or small, the bigger guys, you know, if the meat processors, you go to any big meat packing house and the agriculture department has an inspector there who's usually asleep or reading the newspaper. He's not looking at any of the meat. It's, you know, it's that kind of stuff that has corrupted our food supply in this country. And
well, and again, so I always, the lobbying, too, has really corrupted.
Well, that's part
because
of it, yeah.
One of Obama's big pushes, which I was really disappointed that it didn't work, but one of his big pushes was for transparent food labeling. And who isn't behind that? Every American consumer wants to know what they're eating, whether it's genetically modified food that's in in a label, and Monsanto lobbying squashed it. And what we got was a pathetic, watered-down nothing of a bill that ended
in
up passing.
California, this is the best example in a sort of local way. Remember you and I talked about this any number of times. How many, 4 or 5 years ago, there was a bill, it was a referendum question on the ballot in California to, quote-unquote, allow the labeling of the foods that were grown in California to exactly, to tell you exactly what was in it, where it came from and what was in the stuff for the pesticides, whatever it was. And Monsanto spent $14 million advertising before the election to, the message was, farmers didn't want this because it was too much work, which was an outright goddamn lie.
Right.
The farmers, of course they want it because their stuff, their local farmers always come out better than the big national chains. For God's sake, the Chinese bought the biggest pork producer in the United States. They control, the Chinese control the pork supply in America at the moment. And most people don't know that. So you ask me what I would do, Jennifer? If it were up to me, I would destroy the government's food system that we have, the USDA and the FDA's involvement in food production, and start all over again. That's what I'd do if I were the king of the mountain. And the chances that are happening, or as Jennifer, as Victoria just said, Obama tried to do some of that stuff. I remember when Reagan dealt with it back in the 80s, same sort of a problem when organic was first coming into widespread use. That administration tried to get a handle or keep a handle, and Congress wouldn't hear of it because Congress has bought and paid for it. And if you don't believe that's the case, Paul Ryan, who is the former Speaker of the House, is now on the board of Fox. You don't think he had that job before he left and said he was going
to
retire?
They probably were begging
him
to go join the company.
Yeah. I mean, it's like John Boehner went to the cannabis company. All these guys, I mean, those are the two most recent examples of what happens to the Speaker of the House. But all the people that are in the House in powerful positions, they get themselves into these situations where, and I don't blame Ryan. I mean, it's a much better, easier job. He's thoughtful. He's smart. And he'll get paid probably four times as much as he was getting paid as Speaker of the House, and he only has to show up to perhaps a week's worth of meetings a month. You know, that kind of stuff is the way it works. That's just the way it works. So you've sparked something, Jennifer. Thank you.
And strawberries are dirty.
Yeah, well.
Well, that's like, for years and years, strawberries have been number one on the list. So just be careful when, you know, everyone buys
them. Well, what happens to, if you understand the process, the skin of the, whether it's raspberries, strawberries, whatever it is, the skin is porous. The skin is not smooth. So even if you wash it and dip it in something,
right,
what's gone on, what gets into those little crevices is absorbed then into the meat of the strawberry. You can't get that out by washing it in the sink. You just can't. So we're slowly killing ourselves and letting the government, because of the influence of the almighty dollar, which is the way it works, we all work for money, but it's, I don't think we're all as quite as corrupt as that. It's just corruption. That's what it is, Jennifer. Pure and simple. Complete corruption. So, it's just... It's exasperating because it helped, and people, you know, everybody's used to their own process and their own way of doing things, and they just don't, they either, you listen. Well, although I will tell you, some, as much as there may be fault lying in the way some of the younger generations work and how they live their lives, they are paying a lot of attention to the food source, and maybe that'll mean it'll change down the road. But I don't see it changing with the current political scene on either party. This rests squarely on their shoulders, both parties. 21 after the hour, this is the DJV program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Some ad for some drug or something.
Yeah,
now,
she's
Cindy
got
Lauper.
Like,
what is she got?
Yeah, she has psoriasis or something.
Oh, that's
right. Something like that.
Yeah, right. She's a fabulous entertainer, though. You got to give it to her. She's made a career out of being a little kooky. She has a strong voice and a lot of fun. So we're focused on, as we start here, and this is a portion of the DJV program, portion of every hour is devoted to music, and Cyndi Lauper is a girl who just wants to have fun. National Recording Registry has songs being put in it, performed by the aforementioned Ms. Lauper and Jay-Z. There's a Robert Kennedy speech. It's going to be put into the National Recording Registry as they announce 25 different things that are being introduced into the registry. Library of Congress says that La Bamba, which is a song by Richie Valens. I love this song. You can crank this up anytime. Ricardo Valencia. I'm thinking he'd make it in a day. In the late 50s, early 60s, so he became Richie Valens, and La Bamba was his big hit. That's going into the National Registry, the Recording Registry. They have movies, music, television shows. Gunsmoke is a title tapped for preservation this year. Longest-running television show in the history of the medium. Been challenged by Law and Order now, but Gunsmoke was around for, I think, 24, 25 years in prime time on CBS. Matt Dillon played the role of, Jim Arness played the role of Matt Dillon. Jim Arness started his career as John Wayne's stuntman. And CBS came to John Wayne and said, "We're going to do a television show, a Western. We want you to star in it." John Wayne says, "No, I don't want to leave the movies. I don't want to be on TV. But here's my stuntman. Ask him. He's probably interested in doing it." So he got the job. And it was kind of like the Oprah Winfrey story. He was not going to get paid a lot, but they said, "We'll give you a piece of the show." Well, he ended up owning the show, became one of the richest men in Hollywood. And it was just because John Wayne didn't want to do the TV show. So, anyway, that's in there. Hair Who doesn't love Hair, the music from Hair? It's going to be preserved. A couple of more memorable titles. Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline, as far as music is concerned. Earth, Wind, and Fire, September. Sam and Dave's Soul Man? Wow, that's going in. National Recording Registry. Ugh.
Wow!
How's that? You like that, Victor?
Ow! I love this song.
Simon Cowell would say you should stick to the cruise ships, I think.
Ow!
Superfly gets in there. Whoa, wow. There's another great one. Superfly! Curtis Mayfield. Let's see. Jay-Z's Blueprint. The album Blueprint's going to be added. Other songs include Nina Simone's Mississippi Goddamn, Sylvester's You Make Me Feel Mighty Real, and Schoolhouse Rock. The library selects titles for preservation because of their cultural and historical importance to the American soundscape.
Superfly!
Yeah. All right. Kind of like that. All right, that's fun. That's good stuff. All right, what else have we got? The Prince Estate has given away a vinyl single at Minnesota Timberwolves games. Minnesota Timberwolves capping off their final Prince-inspired City Edition game by offering fans an exclusive 7-inch vinyl version of Rock and Roll is Alive. And it lives in Minneapolis. The attendees to the team's Friday, April 5th game is first one of the season, I think, isn't it? If I'm not mistaken. Timberwolves are basketball.
It's been going on.
What's the Minneapolis baseball team called? Minneapolis.
Twins?
My twin,
Minnesota Twins.
I love the way. I absolutely love it when you get me, Jennifer. Yeah, you got me. Yeah, they call
it. Well, no, I don't mean it like that, but I just had no idea. I'm like, what is he talking about?
Exactly.
Now I get it.
Okay. All right, so anyway, the release is a collaboration between the Timberwolves, Sony, and the Prince Estate, capping off a run of 8 games honoring Prince, who is a big basketball fan. So that's the story behind that. 28 after the hour.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are 3 straightforward steps. Step 1, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step 2, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step 3, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the 3 steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Fact. We all love video doorbells. Voice assistants have changed our lives. We can control our home with a touch. Indoor and outdoor cameras help us keep watch. We want to guard our digital lives and take security with us on the go. With ADT, you can have all of these things, combined with 24/7 monitoring from the most trusted name in home security. ADT, real protection. Visit ADT.com to learn more. License information available at ADT.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Quick action on gun control in New Zealand after last week's deadly attacks on 2 mosques. The Prime Minister says the country is banning military-style semi-automatic rifles and assault rifles following the tragedy that left 50 people dead and dozens more wounded.
Every semi-automatic weapon used in the terrorist attack on Friday will be banned in this country.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the attack changed that country's history forever, and the law will now have to change as well. Emergency officials urging people in western Missouri now to leave their homes as the Missouri River swells to what forecasters say will be its 3rd highest crest ever today. Another Powerball jackpot doesn't get a winner, so the Saturday drawing is expected to be good for $625 million. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And countrymen, well, you're among friends here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen is your friend. I hope you think that. And Jennifer Horn is your friend. Hope you think that. Victoria Keelan, your friend. Kara Schillen, your friend. We're all friends. We're all among friends here. Thursday, the 21st of March. Did you see the moon last night? Did you see that color and the size of the moon? And do you feel differently today? Because there's lots of influence from the moon, the energy of the moon, affecting a lot of people. There are times in the fall when the moon's big like that and people get crazy. In the springtime, it really is a great time for energetically opening up to new things, pretty exciting things that are going on. So hopefully that's a part of you and your day today and this week, this weekend. Hoorah! And let's see what Victoria's got for us to shout about.
Well, there's a bit of an update in the Robert Kraft, whatever you want to call it, the Orchids of Asia Day Spa
case. I'm not taking that deal.
Yep, he is. He and a dozen, more than a dozen, other defendants who have been charged in this Florida prostitution sting, they filed a motion to stop the public release of the surveillance videos and other evidence that was taken by police undercover. And the state of Florida does not agree with the request, according to the filing, and this was all filed in Palm Beach County. And in the motion, the attorneys asked the court to grant a protective order to safeguard the confidentiality of the materials that were seized. And in particular, they don't want those videos being shown because apparently the videos show Robert Kraft, among some other Johns, in an actual treatment room and lots of, you know, things were blurred out.
It's a therapy room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't blame him for
therapy after we watch it.
Yeah. I don't blame him for not wanting those videos to get out. He also is apparently not going to accept the plea deal offered by state prosecutors in the case. They have offered to drop the misdemeanor charges against him and the 24 other men in exchange for fines, community service, and an admission of guilt. And so Robert Kraft has set his lawyer on that, and it looks like not all of the other men involved who were charged with this, but at least half of them are now, looks like, fighting back. So we'll see where this goes.
The first time I saw this, reading the full story, it seemed as if he was the only one that was offered this thing, at least at the beginning, the deal to not have prosecution if he admits guilt.
Yeah, apparently they were all offered the same deal.
Really? Isn't that interesting? Because the local reports here suggested that he was the only one who was offered it at first. The Boston Globe, for example, was reporting that he was offered the deal and nobody else was. Wall Street Journal, however, didn't have that story. It listed the two dozen men who were charged because of this. And it's more the human trafficking side of it anyway that is the prominent story. It ought to be the prominent story. Whether it is or not,
the problem, though, is there was an investigation into that, and they didn't find evidence of human trafficking. They found horrible working conditions for these Asian women. They found that they were living in the spa, so that obviously raised a lot of red flags. But for whatever reason, the latest thing that I read about it, they hadn't been able to really definitively put a stamp on it that this was human trafficking involved. The woman who used to own, I mean, we know that that's probably how it started, but apparently these women were offered a better life, and they were brought here, and the whole thing. So they weren't brought against their own free will, and I guess that's where it. Yeah, that's right. Where I guess the stipulation is.
Yeah. What did you start to say, Jennifer?
If I were Robert Kraft, I feel like we just don't know. And I was going to say, probably the sad thing is, even living in the day spa, they probably might have a better life from what they came from, which is really sad. But if I were Robert Kraft, I don't know if I would take this deal either. It seems great, but it's all set out. I mean, to me, it then feels like, well, are you just setting out to embarrass him? Mm-hmm. Is that what this is all about? And that's not how the justice system should work. The justice system should work where somebody who does something wrong gets in trouble for it, right? And they also have the chance to defend themselves. It's not about trying to embarrass or defame somebody. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, they're all going to be in court now on the 28th of this month, so I guess it's going to have to go before a judge for him to decide, or him or her to decide. But it is the weird thing is, why would you accept your punishment being in, you know, a fine and community service? But then why would you also have to admit guilt? What does that really mean in the real world? Does that like go on your, you know, they used to say in school, on your permanent record that you admitted guilt to this? Like, what are the legal ramifications of that? Is it just a public statement to embarrass, like Jen said?
It's an embarrassment, and that's not cool. I don't care who you are. Robert Kraft could come or go for me. I have no allegiance to the guy. But I don't think that, I guess I'm super sensitive because of all the stuff that we've heard politically about what's going on at the Department of Justice that we should all be upset about. Are they going to, if somebody makes a decision to come after you, do all the rules go out the window, or are there still rules for law enforcement? I think that's important. It's what minorities have dealt with in this country for a long time. I think we have to have one level justice system.
Yep. There you go. Justice, liberty, and justice for all. Remember, the Pledge of Allegiance says the last line, liberty and justice for all, which you don't get. Just as an aside, because you brought this up, the business about the continuing focus on the Russia investigation and what a witch hunt it is. Did Trump actually, in his post, when he went after the McCain thing, did he actually call Megan Miss Piggy?
No.
I see a quote, "Hope your Miss Piggy looking daughter chokes to death." Who wrote, where'd that go? No.
What?
That's not.
Oh, no. Someone else, I think, sent that to Cindy McCain. And Cindy McCain, someone went after it. Yeah. That's just a troll. And who went after Cindy McCain and Meghan McCain.
I didn't see
McCain.
That in the original thing. I couldn't imagine him even.
Well, no, that would be too far even for him.
Stuff. Yeah, right.
But no, Cindy McCain released that to the public because she wanted people to know in the backlash of what Trump had said going after McCain that some other people felt emboldened to also go after Cindy and Meghan, and that's why she released what the troll had said.
Yeah, all right. Let's move on off of that. I was in the sports department. We were talking about how much money people are making over the course of the last couple of days in basketball and in baseball. I see the Chiefs quarterback, Patrick, is it Mahomes? How do you pronounce his name?
Mahomes.
Mahomes?
Mm-hmm.
All right. He apparently got quite a deal with his... By the time he's done playing football, he's only 23, and all of his endorsement deals, I guess he must be a real hot property.
Well, he went toe-to-toe with Tom Brady, and Tom Brady went to find him after the game to tell him what a great job he had done. He's a rising star. If he doesn't get injured, he's a big deal, and he's going to be an even bigger deal as he gets older.
Getting a lot of endorsement deals. That was the point here.
Yeah.
And these guys make, you know, we were talking, the reason I brought it up is because we talk a lot about what they get paid, but many of them make more money in endorsements than they do actually playing whatever the game is.
Sure.
LeBron James did that for years and years, made a lot more money. And so did Larry Bird. I was trying to think of some of the other people locally around
Michael
here.
Michael Jordan?
Jordan,
with
oh
the Nike,
God.
The Jordan deal?
Yeah, right.
Those are still being made.
Yep. Today is World Down Syndrome Day. Down syndrome, if you don't know, disorder that occurs when there is duplication of your 21st chromosome. It affects 6,000 babies born every year. And March 21st was set aside as the date chosen to represent the defection found in Down syndrome, the 21st day of the third month. Today we are acknowledging the people who have this. It's pretty amazing what's being done, though, with the people who have it and how they are living in a world much changed by the reality of dealing with this. I've known some people that had Down syndrome, and they lived as normal a life as you could expect. They've tried. A lot of the families, it depends on, you know, it's this day is all about public awareness to it and bringing people in who have this into society. There are a lot of advocates for this. I thought, for a while, I remember having an exposure to this when I was in school, actually. Down syndrome people were sort of put in when I was a kid into the regular sort of system. And, of course, that didn't work. It doesn't work. But there are a lot of things that people with Down syndrome. It seems to me there was a television show that featured somebody that had Down syndrome. Wasn't there a star of a show?
Yes. I think it was in the 80s, right?
No, more recently than that, I think.
I don't know. There was a famous show that was back in the 80s, and I don't remember the name of it now, but there was a star who had Down syndrome.
Yeah, he was in Mask. He was in, he was really actually pretty famous. Young guy, he was in the movie Cher during the 80s.
Yeah, but I thought there was
I think maybe what you're thinking about is that there's a television show that features a doctor with autism. I don't know if you're...
No, I'm not.
That.
No, that's
no,
a
no,
different
no,
show.
No, 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 I just remembered. It's called Life Goes On. It was the Christian...
Oh, yeah, Life Goes On is the same guy. Yeah.
He had Down syndrome.
Eric Stoltz was in Mask. He was not...
It was a TV show. And the fellow that's on the Down syndrome thing has no physical outward appearance. It's something that is a part of your nervous system.
Yeah.
But the Down syndrome.
No, Down syndrome, different. Yeah,
different.
Right.
Yeah, right. Okay. But I think that's something, it's great that we have people paying attention to things like that. Because there are people. That's just a matter of course. We are all different in a lot of different ways. Television news now. The Paul Ryan story I thought was interesting. I meant to mention it yesterday. I forgot to. Joining the board of the Fox Corporation. Those of you who don't, Fox has changed. The aspect that the News Corporation which the Murdochs owned, started. You got to give it to Rupert Murdoch. He created one of the biggest corporations in the history of entertainment, if not the history of the world. And Disney, Rupert Murdoch, I think is now 87, and his two sons. He's
married to Jerry Hall.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious to me.
Yeah, it is kind of funny. He was married first to Mick Jagger. That was she's been around. She knew how to marry. Anyway, so the Fox Corporation separated out of 20th Century Fox. Disney bought 20th Century Fox from the Murdoch family for, I think it was $71 billion. Some absurd number. So Disney now pretty much controls the movie business in no small way. But then they separate out Fox News and sports and all of that stuff. Still a big company, frankly. And so what they did was name Paul Ryan as the newest member of the board. He and three other directors appointed this week with the Murdoch family. So I don't know whether it changes anything, frankly. Rupert Murdoch decided to sell all of the stuff. Lachlan, his son, well, the two sons, one of them wanted to do it and the other one didn't want to do it. But anyway, he gets a Ryan gets $300,000 a year and an equity stake in the Fox Corporation, which is Fox News, Fox TV stuff, sports and all that, but no longer any movies. So that's that story. Jennifer, what do we have as a lineup tonight? I forgot or didn't know that they were going to do The Voice on NBC last night and kick off all of the Chicago stuff.
Night. It was a special episode of The Voice, and then they had a new show that premiered after that, I think. Yep.
Yeah.
With Michael Bublé special.
Bublé, right? That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, so what do we have tonight?
All right, tonight, RuPaul's Drag Race features one of my favorites, Joel McHale. Remember him from Community? He used to make fun of the Drag Race when he used to do the soup. Now he'll be a guest judge. Also, Rachel Maddow. If you're into Rachel Maddow on MSNBC, she's going to make a guest appearance as well. That's on VH1 at 9 o'clock. The big story of the day, however, is basketball. The NCAA basketball tournament, March Madness, has a first-round game on CBS today, so that'll be in the evening hours. ABC is new tonight, however, in competition. They'll have a new Grey's Anatomy, a new Station 19, and a new For the People. The CW is new tonight as well, with a new Supernatural at 8 and Legacies at 9. Gotham, oh, it's getting good on Gotham. Fox has a new episode at 8 o'clock, followed by The Orville at 9.
It's a
great show. NBC has a new episode of Superstore at 8 o'clock, followed by AP Bio at 8:30, Brooklyn Nine-Nine at 9, Will and Grace at 9:30, and Law and Order SVU is new at 10 on NBC.
Isn't it funny how Brooklyn 99 got canceled? Was it on Fox, right? Four?
Yes. Canceled on Fox and saved by NBC.
And it's doing much better than it ever did on Fox on NBC. It's doing, they've renewed it.
I think NBC has more of a built-in
that audience,
Andy Samberg fan base from SNL, so I think that's probably why.
All right, got it. Calitrin has a big fan base. This is the best choice, the healthiest choice, the most wonderful choice for those of you who are still plodding along, trying to lose weight and trying different things. This is the way to jumpstart your weight loss program. The solution to losing weight and keeping it off is just using Calitrin. It's made of collagen, the collagen protein, highest quality that's available. And so you get the best way that there is around to lose the weight, maintain your weight loss, no adverse effects whatsoever. You go to toploss.com for the special deal. Use the DJV code. You get the best deal they have. Free bottle when you buy 3 and 10% off the whole deal. Lose the weight, though. That's what's important. Safely, intelligently, this is the intelligent choice for losing weight. Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Use the code DJV for 10% off and a free bottle after you buy 4.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years? and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
After the hour now, it's Tech Talk time. On the, if it sounds like I'm saying TikTok, I say it quickly because it sounds cool when I say it's Tech Talk time on the DJV program. It's all about technology, updates on important stories that affect you. Victoria Keelan is here because she's got a lot of expertise. She has credibility. So let's get started with AT&T and Comcast. Got something that will be considered good, I think, by most folks, don't you, Victoria?
I do. I think this is it's a step in the right direction. AT&T and Comcast are partnering to authenticate calls made between their two networks, letting customers know when it's a genuine caller or when it's a spam call. Now, this won't cover every AT&T and Comcast customer call, but it is a step in the right direction to battling what we all know is a massive number of robocalls that we all deal with every single day. I get robocalls in Chinese now. It's
good
out
God.
Of hand. AT&T says the deal is likely the nation's first to authenticate calls between two providers, and both companies said they hope to have the system up and running for customers later this year. The new protocol works by using digital certificates to verify whether a call is actually coming from where it says it is. Now, it's unclear still how they'll be able to tell us whether the call is spam or not, but likely it'll have an identifier that will show up when you look at your cell phone or if you have Comcast cable. You know, my parents have Comcast. Every time the home phone rings, the caller ID comes up on the TV screen. So there will be some sort of notification to let you know if it is a legitimate call. The only problem here is that this only counts between calls made between these two networks, so between AT&T and Comcast. The technology doesn't exist yet for all of the providers to work together. And until that happens, we're really not going to see the end of robocalls. And in kind of a funny little extra twist, yesterday while he was on stage speaking at a panel at an event, AT&T CEO Randall Stephenson was actually interrupted on the stage by a robocall, and he paused the interview in front of dozens of people to basically say, hey, look, it's on my Apple Watch. I'm getting a spam call right now. No one is safe from this. And so everyone is obviously motivated. Ajit Pai, who's the chairman of the FCC, has come out and swinging because he's annoyed that he keeps getting all these robocalls himself. So this is obviously a problem that this is a nonpartisan. It's not even bipartisan, just nonpartisan. Everyone can agree that this is a huge problem. T-Mobile is also slowly launching a system for calls on their network, and Sprint says they're going to be testing stuff out later this year. But again, until all of these networks can link up, if you're calling from T-Mobile to a Verizon customer, there's nothing that's going to stop that robocall or that spam.
Wow. All right. It's pretty amazing. It's a big problem, actually.
It's huge.
Stuff happens to me all the time. It's a real pain. LG releasing a new tech-savvy ice cream maker. Oh, yum. Let's listen to this.
The Geek Out.
Kitchen countertop pod-powered coffee machines like Keurig are all the rage these days, and we've seen prototypes of pods that can make beer, cocktails, and other foodstuffs. But recently, LG showed off something they call Snow White. It's a concept using that same pod-based idea, but for making ice cream. Actually, they claim based on the pod you use, the machine can also squirt out gelato or yogurt. The company says the idea of using the pod convenience found in making coffee can now press out delicious dessert in 5 minutes and then clean itself afterwards. Now, the unit shown was not a working model, but it was one of the most covered items from the recent South by Southwest, and if you want to see LG's Snow White Dream Machine, we've posted a link to it on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
All right, let's get back to this, Victoria, with a story about Apple getting into the streaming business.
Yep. Apple's getting ready to launch a TV and movie streaming service, which means they have to put together a pretty expansive catalog of original content. They have spent $1 billion on original programming because they have a lot of catching up to do to Netflix and Hulu and Amazon Prime. They have all been releasing their own original programming for years now. And Disney is also expected to unveil a streaming service called Disney Plus that comes out next month. NBC Universal is releasing their own streaming service in 2020. And, of course, the benefit that Disney and NBC has, they've got a huge catalog of popular shows already that have aired on their network, so it makes it more difficult for Apple. But Apple's reportedly sticking to a family-friendly approach, no nudity, no swearing, and a recent episode of their carpool karaoke version was pulled because it had some naughty language in it, so they're really heading towards the kid-friendly. And the most buzzed about Apple original drama so far is a series called The Morning Show. It stars Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Aniston, and Steve Carell.
All right. There it is. I'm all set for that feature. It's the creature feature.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.